Okay. Yeah, that was great. Good cup of coffee. Good morning. Holy cow, it feels weird. I feel like I haven't done this in like forever, but it's only been like 4 or 5 days. Which is still bad because I'm supposed to do this every 4 days, but getting back to it. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of season 2 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. I'm your host, Artie. This morning we're going to take another deep dive into an album. If you've listened to my podcast before, you know that I've done it before. I've done this before with an album by a band that I really like called Laney. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into a kind of a guilty pleasure album, if you will. And it's funny. Yesterday, or last night is when I got the epiphany to do this. We were sitting down eating dinner, listening to music, and one of my all-time favorite songs came on. And then when It Capture came on, I was like, I kind of want to listen to this album, the vinyl, because I have it on vinyl. And I was like, I want to listen to the record. But towards the end of the night, I was like, nah, like I don't think I will. And then my roommate started singing one of the songs. And I took that as a sign. I was like, okay, that means I have to listen to it. So I started playing it. I started listening to it, and this album means a lot to me. It came out 2014? I don't remember. Let me see. Yeah, 2014. I was right. Yeah. I know I was right. I don't know why I doubted myself. But yeah, this album came out in 2014. If you can hear it already, it's Taylor Swift. It's her album 1989, and this is one of my guilty pleasure albums. I don't talk about it a lot, especially to a lot of my close personal friends, because I don't know, I feel embarrassed, and I know I shouldn't, but at the same time, it's just like, it's odd, I guess, for me, but I absolutely love this album. This album has a lot of memories, and it has, like I said, it has one of my favorite, my all-time favorite songs, which is the song that comes on after Blank Space, which is playing right now. But this album is just really good, and we're going to go through each song like I did for Laney, you know, and here comes the pen kick, and I'll write your name, and I love this album. This album is a really good album. I'm going to have like a little listening party. I'm going to try to get through the entire deluxe album before time runs out, but if I can't, I just want to give a little fact. My sister loves Taylor Swift probably about as much as I do, maybe a little bit more, if I'm being honest. Her favorite track is All You Had to Do Was Stay, which is a really good a song on this album. And then when the deluxe version of this album came out, her favorite turned into Wonderland. Just as a daydream, so it's gonna be forever. Yeah, this album is just a really good album. It has like a little bit of an 80s pop vibe. I think from what like I've read, this album is kind of like the turning point of Taylor Swift's career, because this is when she finally kind of took the persona that she's a pop singer now instead of a country singer, because she started out as country singing, and those albums are really good. And then the album Red came out, and it was kind of like a weird mix between pop and country, and she got a lot of, what's the word? A lot of negative reviews about it because it was confusing and, you know, all that stuff. So then she came out with this one, and this one, like I said, was kind of the indication that she's transferring or switching from country singer to pop singer. And this album has a lot of bangers on it. 2014, like I said, is when it came out. I think the first song to drop was Shake It Off, which you'll probably hear in a little bit. But it's a lot. it's a fun album to listen to. It has a lot of, it just has a lot of really good songs on it. And then the deluxe album came out, and then from, like, what else I was reading, when she went on tour for this album, it was like one of the highest grossing selling tours of 2015. This album came out in October. Oh, here comes my favorite song. Let me turn it up a little bit. I love this song, and it's funny because it makes me think, you know, like I said, this album brings a lot of memories. One of my best friends, when we used to work together, they had like a radio playing in the background, and one of her songs, I think it was Blank Space, from this album would come on a lot, and I would jam out to it, and he would kind of, you know, he would nod his head, he wouldn't really show that he loved this album, but I would. And at one point, you know, he and I kind of had like a conversation about Taylor Swift. He's like, do you like this song? And I was like, yeah, I love this song. Or, oh yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I do like that song. And he was like, out of the entire album, what's your favorite track? And I told him it's this one, and you're gonna hear what I just, ooh. You got that James Dean daydream look in your eye, and I got that red lip classic thing that you like, and when we go fashion down, it come back every time, cause we never go out of style, we never go out of style, long hair, slate back. Anyways, sorry, I get so just into this song. So anyways, like I said, he asked me like what my favorite track from the album was, and I told him, I was like, I'm not gonna lie, it's Style. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, bro, like, that's my favorite track. And I was like, what? And like, you know, it's just, it was a crazy memory, you know. That was like 2015, 2016-ish when we had that conversation. But like I said, this album just brings back like so many memories. So this album came out in October of 2014. And at that time, I was in college. I was at the University of Houston, and it's a story for another time, but I dropped the ball going to college there. I've been pretty disappointed in myself since then, but at the same time, I just haven't gotten back up on the horse, if that makes sense. You know, like, you fall off the horse, you get back up, and I haven't done that. I haven't gotten up. And I don't know, while I was there, though, like, I had just a really good experience. Like, the aftermath, you know, like, how much money I owe, and stuff like that. Like, that's pretty tough, but, or not just that, but, like, there was that. There was, you know, buying the books for the classes. You had to buy specific items for class. Like, it was intense. It was crazy, you know. And then I was going as a theater major, so I had to do, like, basic, you know, like, basic classes. Like, I had math, I had English, and then I had my theater classes, which was for my major, and I don't know, just going there, it was tough, you know. If you've listened to my podcast, I talked about my freshman year of Jefferson, and I'm gonna go into my sophomore year, my junior year, my senior year in later episodes, but, at Jeff, like, I kind of made a name for myself, and I made sure to leave my mark at Jeff. That way I was kind of always remembered. And popping into U of H was maybe dramatic. This is a good song. Out of the Woods. Out of the Woods is a really good song. But like I said, it's like, this album has like a really good 80s vibe, and it's just like, it's a bop. Like, you can jam out to it on a car ride, and you'll have a good time. Like, you'll be singing along to it. But getting back to what I was saying, U of H was very life-altering. It was very life-changing, because what you have to remember when you go to college after leaving high school is that you're going in as a fish again, as a freshman, as kind of a quote-unquote nobody, you know? And I think that's something that I didn't take into consideration. But the friends that I met there, the guys that I hung out with there, were really awesome. As my friends Daniel and Dion, I haven't talked to them in a long time. I haven't heard from them in a long time. I know Dion got married, and he's living a great life. Daniel, I know, is living on his own now. Well, I think with his girlfriend, but you know, since 2014, they've come a long way, and it was really awesome. But we had a lot of experiences there, and I remember one of our things was going to play pool in some of the, I don't know what they're called, like, well, the campus had like these areas where you could play pool. I don't want to say arcades. No, it's like, I don't know. They had these areas to kind of like decompress. Excuse me. And they had pool tables there. They had a bowling alley. They had like a little arcade. And it was near the cafeteria. Again, it was mostly to decompress, but it was awesome. And sometimes after like a specific theater class, we'd go get Taco Bell real quick. And then we'd go play pool. And the song Shake It Off from this album would come on. You know, and like at first, like we would kind of all like talk smack about the song and about Taylor Swift because, you know, we wanted to show that we were like manly men and blah, blah. And I remember one day, like we were all just kind of like sitting there bopping to Shake It Off and we were singing along to it. And we kind of like told each other like, nah, like I do like the song. And we would, whenever we'd go for a drive, Daniel and I had vehicles. Dion had a truck, but he didn't bring it with him to U of H. So, you know, he would ask us to give him rides, and these songs would come on. And again, we'd just, and again, that's why this album is just so great. We would jam out to this album in my truck, kind of blasting it, you know, not too loud, but loud enough because I have a nice sound system in my truck. And we'd be driving around listening to it. This album is just, it's a really good album, you know, like, maybe it's old to talk about, but it's just, it's really good. Like, are you in the clear yet, are you in, like, you can't help yourself, you know, like, yeah, maybe you gotta listen to it, like, a couple of times in a row, maybe on repeat, but there are just some that you sing along to. Like, you just can't help it. You can't help but sing along to it. You can't help but bop your head or tap your foot or just kind of shimmy or shake a little bit. You know, you can't. Like, it makes you want to dance. Or at least some of it. And there, like, towards the end of the album, like, there are some songs that, you know, are more like just to listen to. Here's my sister's favorite song, All You Had to Do Was Stay. And I was having a conversation last night with a friend of mine, Leslie. We were talking, she was talking about how she's kind of just started listening to Taylor Swift. And I was like, what? And, you know, the first song that I talked about was Style. You know, Style is just my favorite song. And then, I don't know, like I said, this album is just, it's just a really good album. That's not, again, it's not to say any of her other albums are bad. You know, her country albums, I remember when those came out, how popular those were. Every song that she had on there was crazy. You know, and then she had the songs that is when she kind of started switching to pop, but she was still like, no, I'm a country singer, like I only do country. She had Trouble come out before. I know the album Red came out first before this one. God bless it. I keep messing that part up. Okay. So, yeah, Red came out in 2012, and that's when We Are Never Getting Back Together came out, and that one, you know, everybody was like, nah, like, that's gotta be a pop song, but she was like, no, like, this is country. And it was like, alright, and that one came out in 2012, and then this album came out. I remember it got so popular that she ended up making a remix of Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar, and the music video was like so big, the announcement that she had so many different like actresses and singers kind of appear in it, I feel like I have to sneeze right now. And it was pretty epic. And then, you know, he had Kendrick Lamar rapping. But yeah, this is like one of my favorite albums from her. I also love Reputation. I haven't really listened to her other ones yet. I'm going to her Folklore and her Evermore. And I will, so please don't judge or come at me. But yeah, it's just a, like, this album is just, it's crazy how good it is. You know, and then you have, like, her country music that had good ones, like Love Story and You Belong With Me. How does the other song go? I think I'm missing it. I knew you were trouble too well. I'm missing one. Back to December. The Story of Us, I think, is the one that I'm missing. No, I don't think it's that one. Oh, man. What is it called? No, I think it is You Belong With Me. Okay, yeah, so those two are, like, her country hits. Or, like, some of the big ones. And then she came out with Red, and that one had some good bops. But then, like I said, this one was just, it was the big turn of events for her. Like, she, from what I've read, she set out to make this album to make sure that she, like, won. Because she didn't win a music award for Red, so she wanted to win one with this one, so that's what she did. And I don't know, it's just really good. Shake, shake, shake. And again, it's just, they're bops, like, you can't help it. And granted, these songs are from 2014, so you know them. I feel like this is the tour where, like, every show she brought out, like, another guest. Let me look that up while we listen to this song. It is, okay, so it is the 1989 tour, and I'm gonna go through her special guests, because she brought, like, a lot of people. She brought Idina Menzel, and that is the lady who voiced Elsa in Frozen. That was the first, is it the first one? She brought Alicia Cara. She brought Ricky Martin on stage. She had Pitbull, Dwayne Wade, Tevlo, Miranda Lambert, Ellie Goulding, Charlie XCX, Keith Urban, Nelly, Steven Tyler, Leona Lewis, Kelsey Ballerini, Mick Jagger, Alison Krauss, Dierks Bentley, Sydney Sciorra, I can't say her name, but she's the lead singer from Echo Smith. She brought the band Perry, Wiz Khalifa, Ami, Avril Lavigne, Selena Gomez, Justin Timberlake. She brought Lisa Kudrow as Phoebe Buffay, Beck and St. Vincent, John Legend, Alanis Morissette, I said her name wrong, I'm so sorry, Natalie Maines of Dixie Chicks, Ellen DeGeneres, Matt LeBlanc, Chris Rock, and Shauna Pry, Uzo Aduba? I don't think I've heard of her. Sorry, I feel bad. Mary J. Blige, Joan Baez, and Julia Roberts. Little Mix, Fifth Harmony, Fetty Wap, Shawn Mendes, Russell Wilson and Sierra, Nico and Vince, MKTO, Walk the Moon, which is a band, Sam Hunt, Andreja Pejic and Lily Donaldson, Saraya, Andy Grammer, Jason Derulo, Lordy, Nick Jonas, Haley Steinfeld, Gigi Hadid, Lily Aldridge, Selena Dunham, at one night, World Cup champions, U.S. women's soccer national team, and Heidi Klum, Haim, The Weeknd, Martha Hunt, Kendall Jenner, Serena Williams, Carly Kloss, Gigi Hadid, and Cara Delevingne. Ellie Goulding again. Rachel Platten. Don't know who that is, I'm sorry. Mariska Hargitay. Echo Smith. She actually brought Echo Smith. Little Big Town again. Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons. Sorry, my phone, I messed up something bad. But getting back to it. Every night that she performed on this tour, she brought somebody else on stage with her. It was crazy. And I remember, like, every day reading... Ow, I popped my ankle. Reading about it, and I was like, wow, like, she's killing it right now. You know, it was crazy. It was really cool to see, but it was crazy at the same time. Like, she brought... Like I said, she brought Latin pop stars. She brought pop stars. She brought groups out. She brought... she brought the soccer team out. She brought Elsa from Frozen out. She brought Lisa Kudrow to perform as Phoebe Buffay. I remember that one the most because they performed Smelly Cat from Friends, and I thought that was epic. You know, and it just seemed like a really cool tour to go to, and it would have been cool to see. I never did. You know, but again, like, if you listen to it in the background, like, you can't help but sing along to it. They're such good songs, you know. And afterwards, the albums later on, like after this one came out, have all been great in their own ways, and they've been talked about. Like Reputation is another one of my favorites. It's another album that I can listen to all the way through, just like this one. I haven't fully listened to her album Lover, which came out in 2019, but I should. And then when she came out with Folklore and Evermore in 2020 and 2021, those ones were really life-changing for her, because those ones she kind of didn't hold back anything. Like, she wanted everybody to know where she stood when it came to, because she was talked about a lot by a lot of people. She's gone through a lot of stuff. I know that her and Kanye West had like some beef and stuff like that, if you will, but you know, she came out with these last two albums lately, at least, like I said, with no holds back. Like, she wanted everybody to know that, like, what she had to say to this kind of stuff, because she didn't like it, and that's, I thought that was amazing. It's very, very brave of her, and it worked out. I mean, when it came out, I know my sister listens to it a lot more than usual. Like, it's, these last two albums are her favorite Taylor Swift albums. I mean, granted, she does love 1989 and Reputation as well, and Lover, but Forevermore and well, not Forevermore, I think that was Folklore. Forevermore, what in the world? Evermore and Folklore are my sister's favorites. You know, and, back then, I mean, I still do, like, I've always kind of had, like, a little crush on Taylor Swift. She's very, very pretty, she's very talented, she's just all around a really cool person. And I remember I was at Half Price with my dad. I forgot what we were looking for, but then I started looking through their vinyl albums, and I found 1989. I think it was like $20, and I bought it because I was like, nah, like I do want this album. And yesterday, like I said last night, I heard Style come on, and I wanted to listen to the album, but then I didn't. And then, if you could hear that, I'm sorry. I have a bug bite that I'm scratching. I do apologize. Just I know I shouldn't scratch it, and this is a sign that if you guys have bug bites, don't scratch them. But yeah, so there's that. But it's just a really good album, and like a lot of. Another cool thing about it, and like this is something that I feel like music has that this not a reputation, but it has like this thing behind it where it's like when you listen to a song or you listen to an album or you listen to an artist, you can relate to what they're saying. And this album had a lot of that, you know, like you can relate to what she's singing. Like this song, Bad Blood, she's basically talking about how, like, she, you know, she said, now we got problems, I don't think we can solve them, like, we kind of have bad blood now, so it's like, you know, I don't like you, you don't like me, because something happened between us, so, bye. I don't want to deal with you anymore, and I find that intriguing, because sometimes that's what happens, like, it sucks, but it's the truth. This is also the song that she did the remix with, Kanye West. Let's see if I can figure out, like, who exactly was on that music video. Maybe Wikipedia it. That way this doesn't cut out again like it did earlier, if you noticed it. Let me see, cast. Alright, so she, for the cast of Bad Blood, the music video, it was her, Kendrick Lamar, Hailee Steinfeld, Zendaya, Cara Delevingne, Jessica Alba, Selena Gomez, Lena Dunham, Martha Hunt, Ellie Goulding, Carly Kloss, Ellen Pompeo, I don't think I said her name right, I'm sorry if I didn't, Gigi Hadid, Cindy Crawford, and Mariska Hargitay, I think that's how you say it. But that can't be at all. There just has to be more. Yeah, see, they missed it. Lily Aldridge, Haley Williams, Carly Kloss. I think I said Zendaya. I'm not sure. But it was a pretty cool music video. It was crazy. And what kind of made me sad, because it was that Selena Gomez was the bad guy in the music video. And I thought that was kind of funny, but also kind of sad. Or not sad, but like,
You know.
And then, like, I don't know. These are just, like, songs to listen to. Like, they're just, like I've said earlier, like I've said before. You can listen to this album while you're driving. You know, driving from Houston to San Antonio, I would put on this album. Granted, I didn't have the deluxe version back then, but I would put on this album. And then just, like, for having, like, a chill day, like, just playing this album. Like, this album is just really chill. It's laid back. It's just a really, really nice album. You know, and I was telling my sister yesterday when we were listening to it, like, the sweater that she has on in the album cover, like, I kind of do want that sweater. It's like a white sleeve, and then the torso is blue, and it has, like, seagulls flying, and I don't know why I want it, but I do. I think it looks cool, but... I don't know. It's just... Like I said, it's a guilty pleasure, and, like, these songs are really good. Remember me. Mm-hmm. So wildest dreams. And again, you can relate to it like crazy. Wildest dreams. It's one of the few artists that I actually like listening to. I like her voice. It's very pretty. Now we're just gonna have like a little listening party. Okay, so she did win a Grammy in 2016. It won Album of the Year. She won Album of the Year twice, and she was the first solo, or the first female solo artist to do that. Okay, like this. The first song, Welcome to New York, is finding Swift embracing her newfound freedom, moving to New York. Blank Space satirizes the media's perception of Swift as a promiscuous woman who dates male celebrities only to gather songwriting material. Style was inspired by Daft Punk. In its lyrics detail an unhealthy relationship that contain a reference to American actor James Dean. That's one of the reasons why I like that. James Dean is one of my favorite actors. He only made 3 movies during his lifetime, but those movies are, like, just... Rebel Without a Cause is, like, one of my all-time favorite movies. East of Eden is really good, and then Giant, he played a really good role in there, even though he was just, a supporting character. He wasn't, like, the main character, but he still was really good. Out of This Woods was inspired by a relationship that invoked constant anxiety because of its fragility. All you had to do was stay. Laments a past relationship and originated from Swift's dream of desperately shouting stay to an ex-lover against her will. What? Shake It Off. See Swift expressing disinterest in her detractors and their negative remarks about her image. I Wish You Would find Swift longing for the return of a past relationship. Bad Blood is about betrayal by an unnamed female peer. See? There's a feud. Wildest Dreams, which was the last song we just listened to, speaks of a dangerous affair with an apparently untrustworthy man and incorporates a sultry, dramatic atmosphere accompanied by string instruments. How You Get the Girl, which is the one that we just heard, hints at her desire to reunite with an ex-lover. This song right now, called This Love, is a ballad. And right now it says that it could be mistaken as a concession to country. I don't know, just... Sometimes this song, like, or this music, like, you just listen to it and you just... You reminisce about things and you think about things and you look back and... Sometimes you're happy with the choices you made. Sometimes you're, like, upset and sad and... You just gotta live with those kind of choices, and sometimes it's tough, but, you know. It's just a really, this one's a pretty song, you know. And again, like I said, so like you have the songs that you dance to, and then you have this one where you're just kind of sitting there, like I said, just kind of thinking, and you just kind of start thinking a little bit. And then we're gonna get into the next one called I Know Places. It apparently expresses Swift's desire to preserve an unstable relationship. She has stated that it serves as a loose sequel to the song Out of the Woods. The song uses a metaphor of foxes running away from hunters to convey hiding from scrutiny. You listen to that for a little bit. But you hear like the piano in the background and you're just like, okay, okay. The foxes. See, you like that part. I know places won't be found. Excuse me. And I think that's something else that she would try to do. The paparazzi was always after her, especially because of what I said earlier, like, they always cared about who she dated, and usually they would try to see who her music was in relations to, like, who it was meant for, and stuff. Like, I believe they said that my song, or my favorite song, Style, is about Harry Styles and their relationship. I don't know how true that is, but, you know, it could be. She named this album 1989 after her birth year, which is why a lot of the influence is 1980s, like synth pop. What's cool about the vinyl is, so if you look at the album cover, it's like a Polaroid picture, but the vinyl, like, you look inside of it and there's actually more Polaroid pictures in it, and it's really cool. The cover is a Polaroid portrait of Swift's face cut off at the eyes. Oh, this is something cool. Oh, and that would have been cool to see, too. Each CD copy of this, of 1989, included a packet of 13 random Polaroid pictures. That would have been kind of cool to have. Yeah, that would have been pretty cool to see. But, you know, at the time, I didn't have that kind of money. But I'm happy that I got the vinyl because I like it. So this song is called Clean, and it's kind of like a soft rock. It talks about the struggle to escape from a toxic yet addictive relationship. The protagonist is finally clean after a destructive yet clean cleansing storm. And if I'm not mistaken, the deluxe version of this album, which includes three. It included three new songs and then like these little demos of her talking about, or not talking about, but like showing us how she came up with the music. And the first one that I listened to was for Blank Space. Was it for Blank Space? No, it was for I Know Places, and she talks about wanting to meet with Ryan Tedder, who is the lead singer of One Republic, and he's a really good songwriter, he's a really good artist, and I found that interesting, you know, I was like, okay, and then she shows, like, how she went into the studio and recorded the little demo for him to listen to see if he'll get behind it and see if he'll back her up with it, and obviously he did, because the song came out. This next song called Wonderland is one of the first, or is the first of the three songs. It describes a relationship tumbling down a rabbit hole. Or it's like, it alludes the fantasy book Alice in Wonderland to describe a relationship tumbling down a rabbit hole. Then you have You Are In Love. Did I get Carolyn's? Oh no. Is this one her favorite? Or did I pass it? No, I did. Okay, I'm gonna go back a little bit. So this one's my sister's favorite song. Like, after the deluxe version came out, she likes this song. And it's a good song. She's, like I said, she's got bops. What's cool is, like, with this coffee, I don't know if I said this already in another episode, but we found these two creamers at Walmart, coffee creamers. One was Fruity Pebbles, and the other one was Cocoa Pebbles, and they are amazing. Yeah, they're just really good creamers. What else did we have we had? Yeah, this one has, like, a good beat to it. You know, makes you want to kind of jam out. Now, I'm gonna go to You Are In Love. And this one has, I don't know, it has like an 80s love song vibe. It's really cool. And she's talking about an ideal relationship, but from the woman's perspective. And that's something that you found in the 80s a lot. And it's not just from women's perspectives. You also had the guys' perspectives too. You know, and then in the late 80s, early 90s, you had the freestyle songs. And those are my favorite songs. But you had, like, ideal relationships being talked about in those songs, you know. But, like, you know, you give this one a deep listen to it and you're just like right now, just sitting here with coffee, if I wasn't talking to this microphone, I think I'd be like coloring. I have the coloring book app on my phone and I'd just be doing that. And then somebody would probably come and talk to me, or I'd go out, but I'd have my coffee, and I'd probably be just listening to this, kind of just jamming out a little bit. You know, and then that little ooh is really pretty. And it just, it makes you want to sing. You know, like I said, you listen to this and you want to sing and dance or something. You don't, I don't know, like, you know, I feel like I just contradicted myself, because earlier I was talking about how I would just like sit here and listen to it, but I would be tapping my foot, or I'd be bopping my head, and that does count as dancing, and, you know, I'd be humming along to it, I'd be doing the, ooh, wow, that was horrible for me right now. Let me fix that, I'd be like, ooh, there we go. I think that's better, but I don't know. I'm not a very good singer anyways. But yeah, you have this one, and then you have the final song called New Romantics, and this one has a strong 80s vibe, and it just, you see, or you hear Taylor Swift reigniting her hopes and energy after the heartbreaks that she has endured, and it's just, you know, this one just has like a good vibe to it, you know, like, it's about kind of reinventing yourself and just being like, I need a do something different. You know. But this one's for sure like a bop. And every day is like a battle, but every night with us is like a dream. Baby, we're the new romantics, come on, come along with me. Heartbreak is a national anthem, we sing it proudly. Dancing till we get knocked off our feet. Baby, we're the new romantics, the best people in life. Like, you just can't, like, it's a really good song, and like she said, it's an anthem, like, you just, you sing along to it, and you're just like, heck yeah. And then, you know, like I said, this is like a guilty pleasure album. Like, there are times when I'll be at a friend's house, and I'll be putting stuff on shuffle, and then one of her songs will come on, they're like, what in the world? And I'll be like, oh man, I don't know. But then there are times where it's just like, nah, like, I'm gonna embrace it, and I want to embrace it now. I want people to know, like, I love this album a lot. I was so happy that I've got it on vinyl. I have a lot of her albums on vinyl, thanks to my sister and myself. And I'm really happy, and I get excited about it. I get excited when she has new music. She's one of the few artists that I do. It's her, it's T.O.P., there's Logic, Lainey, you know, and this is me just wanting to talk about her album and why it's a guilty pleasure. It's just so good, and it makes you want to just dance, you know, and it's relatable. Again, that's one of the biggest things when it comes to music, movies, TV shows, especially with me, is like, I look for what I can relate myself to. When I introduce people to movies, when I introduce people to TV shows, I'm like, all right, I want you to find a character and like tell me which character you think that you would be, or which character you think represents you, and people do that and they get excited, and I like that. And with music, it's just like, do you feel that? And they're like, yeah, like, oh my god, like, I felt that before, like, I feel it now, and this and that, and it's just, it's crazy, you know. And on that note, I'm gonna end this episode right here, you know. So you guys have a good morning. Give me a follow, Coffee with a Side of Artie, hashtag Coffee with a Side of Artie on Twitter, Coffee with Artie. Send me to a friend who likes Taylor Swift, you know. I'll talk to them about her, I don't care. on that note, here's a little cheers. And yeah, till next time. Till episode 20, I believe. Yeah, till episode 20. See you then. Bye-bye.